Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Todd Monken met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Well, it's a work in progress. We're not nearly where we need to be, and we shouldn't be. So because it's early in camp, but we got a lot of work to do.
Todd, the two second-year tight ends, Carr and Likely, what do they need to each show you to earn significant snaps and targets?
Well, first off, we got to figure out on the roster, be it those two players, whoever we have, do we have an individual here that can play Y, can be a blocking tight end, can do some things in line after losing the young man they had last year. So, you know, and with Pat being out, so that's what we need to see from them. We know Zay is an excellent receiving tight end, and we got to take the next step with a number of those guys. We'll know a lot more once we go to practice against the Redskins. We play some preseason games where we're at. Well, we'd love to have J.K. out there. I mean, there's no question about it. And we look forward when he does get out there. I don't control that. What I control is what we do each day on the practice field, and we'll be excited when he gets back.
Josh said he talked to him. Have you talked to him at all?
I talk to him every day. I mean, I talk to him every day. Like, I don't know. He has a big smile on his face, and I don't know what else to say. I mean, he's there every day, so. When he's out there, we'll be fired up. He's out there.
Realistically, with J.K., how far behind is he as far as learning this offense goes? How much catching up does he have to do when he actually gets
out? It's a great question because he hasn't repped. So it's hard for me to know that when he's not out there. It's just the way it is. I mean, he's not out there, so we'll find out when he does get out there. But we're excited. I know I was kind of being a little, you know, smart aleck there. But I'm just saying, in general, when he gets out there, we'll be excited to have him. Oh, I don't know. I mean, think about it. They come out here wearing our players' jerseys. I mean, how cool is that, you know? Our players get to live out their dream and get paid for something they've been playing since they were little kids like them. And to me, that's really easy. To me, that's not hard. That's easy. That's Todd Monken at 8 years old that was dying to get an autograph and meet his favorite player. And that's not hard. That's actually really, really easy. And you wish you could do it for all of them. Well, right now it's not hard to project because we're not really good right now. We've got a long ways to go. Well, there's a certain expectation of the position, right? Whoever's out there. Whoever starts for the Ravens, there's an expectation there, whether it is Saleh or John, you know, whoever that might be. I think there's some great competition there. And we look forward, again, as you keep moving into camp, you get more practices and pads, and you go against some other teams, you get a little better idea of what you can expect.
Todd, we've seen the chemistry between Lamar and Mark Andrews to go off script for the last few years with great success. When you're coming in with a new system, how do you balance not wanting to stifle that, but also wanting to play within the offense, within the system?
Great question. You don't want to take away creativity, a great chemistry that players have, but we've got to continue to improve all of our quarterbacks' ability to check the ball down, to get it to outlets, running backs, getting them more involved, and Mark still being a big part of that. Mark is going to be a big part of what we do, as the other players. But we want to keep that, but also the ability to move on, right? Move on as the pocket breaks down. We can find outlets and get the ball out of his hands.
Hey, Coach, running backs throughout the league have voiced that they're feeling undervalued. How has it evolved their role in how you run off the running backs?
What? Okay, which one do you want me to? Are you wanting me to comment on their feeling undervalued?
Sure.
Or you want to comment on, like, their roles?
Let's do both.
First of all, I will just say this about any position. And first of all, I'm never going to talk about another man's business. That is something they have to take care of. Okay, so, but running backs, in my opinion, are highly valued in this league. The running backs we have are highly valued to me. I think any player that makes an NFL roster is highly valued. That's a fact. They're one of the best in the world. I don't care. You're 53-1. You're one of the best in the world. Elite. Elite. I think they're a valuable commodity on any team. I don't set the market. Our right tackle's valuable. Our kicker's valuable. Our quarterback's valuable. The running backs are valuable. See, I got the first one. You wouldn't let me go, would you? You went to the next one. I was waiting on that one. Now the trying to determine with all of your players what you can do to maximize their skill set. What got them here? If you're lucky enough to have an every down running back, that's different. If you have other guys that have certain traits, then you try to utilize that, whether downhill, right between the tackles. Matchup guys are important. Once you get into that world of guys that can win one-on-one, I think it's assessing every player that we have on our roster has some unique trait. They just do something, and it's our job to pull it out of them or find what that is that they do. They're already elite, but at a unique level, and then utilize that in your game plan.
It looks like from quoted saying that this is the most locked in he's ever seen this team.
You know, I don't know. I appreciate Mark saying that. It'll only matter what we do on Sundays, you know, what we do every day. I mean, that's being a pro. I wasn't here in the past, so I can't speak to what it looked like before. Am I appreciative we're locked in? Yes, that's what being a pro is. This is a job. This is a job. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, we get to play a kid's game. But don't make any mistake about it. I mean, we're paid to do a job. And when that ends, so I would take full advantage of that. And I appreciate that they have been attentive, and they have been. And they've wanted to, again, embrace the new system, what we're doing. Now we just got to continue to take those next steps because we're not there yet.
It looks like with Zay, I'm going to talk about his route running, but also after he makes the catch, it looks like he's a guy, and again, it's not full contact, that's looking to go out of bounds with some people. It looks like he's always trying to get that extra yards. Is that something that's usually, I mean, you see that a lot in young players, or is that something that is maybe a little bit more unique?
I think he's a natural run after catch guy. Some guys have more ability that way. Lamar has a unique trait with the ball in his hands. Not every quarterback does. Some guys are more confident. If they played running back as a youngster, growing up, and then they moved later in life, they have some running skills to them. Tight ends in the NFL that grew up as air raid receivers have route running skills. So sometimes you develop that at a younger age. Vision, once I get the ball in my hands, the ability to make plays. And obviously, with his quickness, is he gets rewarded for that. So when I did that, I got stuck in the dirt. Like, I tried to make his moves, and it didn't work. So then I slid and I got down. So as you do things and you have success, you continue to do that.
We've got one more place. You mentioned guys with specific traits. Keaton Mitchell is a young guy. And one of those traits is speed. He's had some nice plays the last few days. What have you seen out of him that's kind of stood out to you aside from his speed?
Well, he's got elite speed. I mean, he does have that. So getting him to the edge. He has quickness about him. He can possibly be a matchup player, but he works awfully hard. He's diligent in the meeting rooms, taking good notes, ask good questions. If he doesn't know, he'll let you know. When we had a miscommunication yesterday in practice, he explained it the way he'd want to explain it. This is what I heard. This is what I thought the quarterback meant. And that is great engagement for us to fix it. The communication didn't exist. Quarterback said something, he assumed it was this or thought it was this, and that's when a player's dialed in, when they're engaged.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.